Hello, friend. Welcome to a Choose to Be Happy podcast. This is Olgi. My message of the day to you is shift your perspective about life. Question your interpretation of your life events and true love. Reflect and create a new path for yourself. It's never too late to rewrite your best life story. I confess to you that I am a romantic, optimistic, I am passionate, authentic believer in true love. How about you? Have you ever experienced true love? I am blessed to tell you that I have. I would love to read your opinions, comments, or stories. You may write me on my Instagram at I Choose to Be Happy, ICHOOSE number 2, B as in beautiful, EHAPPY. I strongly believe that if you are open to truly love someone, you will attract someone, a person who is genuine and that will also be open to truly love you, accept you, cherish you for who you are. Maybe you probably already found this person and you're fortunate to be sharing your life with that special someone. In my opinion, true love is authentic. It is pure, eternal, infinite, genuine. It fosters a connection that goes beyond the superficial. It is a unique and passionate bond that often involves understanding each other's beliefs, dreams, values, fears, and life goals. It will connect you as a couple. This connection creates a sense of intimacy, security, companionship, comfort, where both partners feel they're on the same team, working towards a common goal or common goals. It is the foundation for a healthy, loving, long-term relationship. Romantic passion and love is fantastic. It is what we feel when we first meet someone that we are attracted to and feel that we have chemistry with that person. Sometimes we feel butterflies in our stomach when we're around that person. It feels fresh, fun, and exciting. On the other hand, true love is not always wonderful. It is realistic. In real life, it is often unpredictable, frustrating, even painful. In a genuine relationship, we must dedicate efforts and willingness to accept the other person for who they really are, and some challenges as part of the process. For a relationship to work, it takes time, communication, tolerance, acceptance, understanding, and great listening skills. People often say, you will just know when someone loves you. There is some truth to that. However, each individual is a unique person. They can show you they love you in their own different, unique way. Remember, we are all different individuals with different life stories, backgrounds, life experiences, sometimes different cultures. Don't set unrealistic expectations. Try not to expect the other person will show you they love you with the same extravagant gestures you see in the media or in social media. Keep in mind, everyone is unique with their own personalities, characteristics, communication skills. Some people find it more difficult to express their emotions or to be affectionate. I have met people who have told me that their parents never gave them a hug or a kiss. None of the parents. Only they have experienced hugs and kisses from their girlfriends or from their spouses. I have some friends that share with me that they believe their parents didn't love each other, so they don't have like a real good set sample of what a good relationship should look like. They don't have a role model of what a good relationship, loving relationship should look like. So they really don't know how to express their love, their emotions to their loved ones.
That doesn't mean that they don't truly love them. It's that they don't know. In my opinion, this is when we need to follow our gut instincts and also watch the person's actions. Maybe we can lovingly show them how love looks like. What is our expectation of affection, of an emotional supportive relationship? In my opinion, actions speak louder than words. If I must choose, I prefer someone who is real, present, loyal, caring, honest, helpful when life presents a difficult situation to me, than someone who just tells me all the things I want to hear, but when I need them, may be too busy to share quality time with me or to help me. I prefer not to be with someone who is just with me conditionally, only in the good times. In general, there's some signs you know if it's true love. I'm going to share a few because the list can go on, and maybe this episode deserves a second part. Well, my friends, the relationship flows natural. You feel like it flows smooth. You feel safe with the person, respected. You feel like you're a special, unique individual that's appreciated. You feel you are this person's priority. For example, the person calls you when they tell you they're going to call you. They seem to want to share time with you. Therefore, they try to work around your schedule. They tell you how their day went, what they did. They also share their plans with you. At one point, you're introduced to their friends and or family. If this does not happen, maybe they care too much about you that they are afraid you will run away once you meet their family or some of their friends. I'm just joking, but hey, maybe they're just protecting you, protecting the relationship. Maybe they don't want to introduce you to somebody that's not a good person because they're afraid that they may lose you. Maybe you can judge them too harsh and find them guilty by association. Hopefully this is not the case. They also may want to meet your family and or your friends. And they don't have so many excuses why they can't see you. They try to work around your schedule. They try to call you, chat with you, or meet up in social media. You can communicate easily. They listen attentively to your dreams, hopes, fears, experiences, life disappointments, your wants and needs. Feels effortless to become friends. They may ask you questions and will remember most of the things that you say that are important to you. They may not remember everything, but we do the same thing. We don't remember everything either, right? Keep in mind that communication does not come easy to everyone. Your partner may not know how to communicate effectively, but is willing to learn. To help your relationship thrive, you must talk through the issues that really matter to both of you. A partner who loves you will acknowledge the need to communicate and show up physically and mentally when it's time for a good conversation. Good communication might involve identifying and addressing areas of conflict and conflict resolution, discussing how you feel, connecting through physical or emotional intimacy, and discussing about your relationship boundaries. In other words, what is acceptable to you or to the other person, and what is not acceptable to either of you. Tuning into signals in body language. If you find it difficult to communicate without, for example, rolling your eyes, name calling, bringing a past issue, blaming or yelling, I suggest writing a note stating the facts about how you feel and what is it that you want so the current situation is the focus and can get resolved successfully. Keep in mind that communication doesn't have to come easily to everyone, like I said earlier. Instead of assuming a partner who has a hard time expressing thoughts and emotions doesn't love you,
Look at their willingness to learn and practice better communication skills.
I suggest to acknowledge your differences instead of trying to change each other. At times, your partner may find your differences adorable. For example, if you have an accent, they may find it very cute, charming. Or if you have a different opinion, they will accept it and respect it. The person will agree to disagree. Keep in mind that it's okay to have a healthy debate without withholding affection to force the other person to agree with you. The person respects you and encourages you to do your own thing. Your partner may try to set healthy boundaries for themselves and choose not to be around you if you're practicing some unhealthy choice, but won't try to control your friends, your choices, or your behavior. An example of unhealthy choice if you're drinking too much or smoking too much, where it can affect both of your health. On the other hand, it's important we're considerate of our partner's feelings and are aware of our actions and choices. In a healthy relationship, all involved may have to compromise if it's necessary and if it's something aligned with both of your belief, character, and value system. In a healthy relationship, you trust each other. You know that you can collaborate or compromise. The person respects your level of comfort and does not threaten or pressure you into doing things that you don't want to do or you're not ready to do. You feel comfortable having your sensitive information, valuable possessions, such as your bank information, credit card statements if you have any, your personal identifications or other valuables. They won't cut you off from your family or your friends or any type of healthy social support that you may have. You also feel safe sharing your emotions, your challenges, opinions, and asking for help. An honest, trustworthy person who loves you will not betray you, mislead you, or deceive you. Keep in mind that no one is perfect, and we human beings are prone to making some mistakes. It's unrealistic to expect perfection from anyone or from a relationship. Like I usually say, let's strive for excellence and not for perfection. When there is true love, you need to know that you and your partner are available when you need each other. Show affection, devotion, and warm feelings towards each other. Even when you maintain your individuality, you enjoy often sharing quality time with each other. True love is an attraction, acceptance, and affection towards each other. It gives and receives respect, treat each other with kindness and honor, even in disagreements. You both feel a deep connection. True love also lets you put your partner's needs and well-being first. You find joy in each other's happiness and strive to make each other's lives more fulfilling. Just watching this special person smile or laugh out loud fills you with intense happiness, even if you're having a hard day. Keep your promises. A relationship that can give you peace of mind and safety is based on true love. When you're truly in love with someone, you cannot wait to share your news with them. May be good or bad. Do you think love can last forever? I think it can. Some couples make promises to live together and die together. Some couples promise to be together in sickness and in health, for richer and for poorer. My friends, remember to subscribe to my podcast, I Choose to Be Happy. Turn on the notification bell so you don't miss any future episodes. Share my instant podcast link with others. Wish you true love, peace, happiness, health.